I'm Jesse Sharp, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Nothing tastes sweeter than the fruit and vegetables grown in your own backyard. I didn't always appreciate that fact. I grew up in Central Florida, working in my family's orange grove business. Every Saturday, we were up at dawn, driving tractors, hoeing weeds, trimming dead wood, planting resets, burning piles, killing voracious caterpillars. My dad loved it, but that wasn't my idea of fun as a teenager. It was hot and grubby and tiring work, and when I left for the university, I remember thinking, now my life has truly begun. For the most part, growing oranges was a great business. It was my dad's childhood dream come true. On Christmas Day in 1983, we experienced the coldest Christmas ever in Florida. The low temperature at our house was 17 degrees, and it stayed below freezing for over 10 hours. When we went out to check the fruit that morning, it was frozen solid. Not only did we lose our entire crop, but we were in danger of losing all the trees as well. The citrus industry in Florida lost over $1 billion that year, and the map of the citrus in the state was forever altered. During that same time, I was growing in my faith, and I tried to encourage my dad with a passage from Habakkuk chapter 3. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. I really don't know how comforting that was for my dad, with trees dying in the field and an entire year of profit gone. It's just not natural to be thankful in such extreme situations. Over the past few months, Pastor Ted and Pastor Christian have been preaching through the book of Acts. I have once again been thoroughly impressed and amazed at the amount of hardship that the apostles endured, especially the Apostle Paul. He was beaten repeatedly, stoned and left for dead, imprisoned, shipwrecked, and fled for his life. In spite of all his sufferings, Paul's writings are filled with encouragement for us to trust the Lord and give him thanks, regardless of our situation. Here's one of my favorite. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20, he writes, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." I don't know what you're facing, but I know that God is good, and it is His will for you to remain in Him and be thankful in every situation. The orange grove is gone, and there's a solar farm now in its place. The trees didn't freeze. Our groves and the entire citrus industry have been decimated by a disease called citrus greening. Unless something miraculous happens, it will never recover. But I know that God is faithful and He will always provide for us, and I am thankful. And I know that the tomatoes that we grow in our backyard are the most delicious in the entire world. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and overflowing with thankfulness. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.